Yellowstone National Park has been heating up to the point where some geologists believe it's going to blow. They just don't know when. Do you see anything there?
2008, 2009, maybe. That would be the time if it doesn't settle down. Certainly, we are way overdue for a major, for Yellowstone or Mono Craters in California to do something. And certainly, when last they did have major caldera eruptions and sent ash all the way to Kansas, there were no people or very few people around, because it was 300 to 1,000 to a half a million years ago.
Sure.
But we are way overdue for something like that. Indeed, we have been very fortunate, and probably the reason why we have a civilization in the last 5,000 years is this: it's showing more and more in the study of geology and ice samples. The climate of this planet is more volatile as a normal state of being than it has been in the last 10,000 years, which
mm-hmm.
is a very quiet place. It may very well be that now that we've got a toehold, and now that we've evolved enough, we're probably ready to live in a more lively planet than we've ever lived before, including the sun, because they're interconnected. The sun seems to be much more volatile than it used to be.
Well, yeah, I was back in St. Louis during the Thanksgiving week doing my shows, and the weather was cold one day, warm the next, cold again. I left this morning to come back to Los Angeles, and they're telling me in St. Louis it's freezing now, very cold. It's changing so quickly, but it's happening this way all around the planet. It's not just in one city. It's what's up is down, what's down is up.
We are, the Aquarian Age has been said to be an age of extremes and volatility, and perhaps this interlude of unusual quiet for our Earth cycles is over, and now we have to learn how to adapt and celebrate, actually, a more unpredictable climate.
When you say 2008, 2009, do you see anything in terms of major, or could it be just a small eruption? And of course, it's not shaped like a volcano normally is. It doesn't have a cone. It's underground. It's got the magma flow and everything else to it, which could be just as bad.
You know, this is what's coming, so I'll just simply say it, because that's what Letko says. It really relates a lot to what people in this country think and do, how extreme, or whether it happens at all. That's the answer I'm getting for the moment, but that's the window, 2008 and 9. It's the window for a number of things, and one being a war between China and Taiwan. If the Korean situation reaches to a head, it will happen around 2008 and 9.
Do you see us jumping in on that one?
Well, yes.
You do.
Whether the jump is for good or ill is hard to say at the moment, but the problem will be a difficult one for whoever is finishing out their second term or their first term as the next president, because the Chinese will use the argument that Abraham Lincoln used against South Carolina, that nobody, including the Americans who fought a civil war, should ever prevent us from keeping our union intact. And since Taiwan is a part of China, at least politically speaking, it would be very hard for America to argue that, but then that hasn't stopped countries from being contradictory and hypocritical when it comes to their own needs.
When is China hosting the Olympics? Is it 2008?
China is hosting it in 2008, and I feel that the difficulty will not be China, actually. It will be hotheads in the Taiwanese government who want to use that face-losing opportunity to push for secession from China, because they figure the Chinese are not going to lose face by having the Olympics postponed or canceled. And unfortunately, I would say to the Taiwanese leaders who are thinking that.
What do you mean by push? Well, I'm confused. What do you mean by push secession? They're already their own independent country.
They're
acting that way.
They're acting that way, but the actual declaration of secession from China, it's not reached that point yet.
You mean the legalese?
If they actually say we are no longer even going to consider that we're a part of China, China will, within hours of that, send those missiles and an invasion.